Apple bets on Duo branding, ambient audio, and open-ear noise cancellation. Apple's September event produced three distinct product stories, each generating its own debate. The iPhone Duo, named rather than numbered, a deliberate departure from Apple's long-standing numerical branding, is drawing comparisons to the PowerBook Duo from the early 90s, a laptop designed around the concept of a single device that could dock into a desktop environment. Whether Duo refers to a physical form factor, a dual display configuration, or something in the chip architecture, the name itself signals that Apple intends this to occupy a parallel product lane rather than simply replace its predecessor. The iPhone 18 Pro and iPhone 18 Pro Max are generating their own thread, 368 points and 406 comments, focused on the camera system and silicon. If Apple is shipping A20 Pro processors this generation, the compute headroom for on-device AI inference is described as genuinely substantial, though the Hacker News community keeps returning to whether Apple's models can catch up to what the hardware now supports. The privacy story attracting the most scrutiny is Apple Watch's newly described always-listening capability, designed to generate Siri recaps, ambient audio capture intended to build contextual summaries of a user's day. Commenters drew comparisons to the backlash over Meta's Ray-Ban glasses, where researchers discovered that the recording indicator light could be obscured. The question being raised is what the equivalent trust signal is on Apple Watch and whether it exists. Wearables, the argument goes, occupy a different privacy calculus than phones, closer to the body, more continuously worn with a less obviously present microphone. AirPods 5, meanwhile, claim best-in-class open-ear active noise cancellation, a technically ambitious proposition, since conventional ANC relies on a sealed fit to create the acoustic environment where destructive interference works. Doing it without a seal requires significantly more sophisticated signal processing, and the 461-point, nearly 400-comment thread is already stress-testing Apple's claims against real-world listening experiences.